Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
as you could. More than just endorsed him, pulled his lever for him too. You couldn't hide it from me, your blushing face said what was true. You turned red and that made me blue. You claimed the right, so I left you. I'm looking for a candidate, nominate somebody new. You turned red and that made me blue. I found a new girl for my party, a sultry suffragette in red. She is a strict conservative, except when she's in bed. Found her when I was pole watching as she spun and adjusted her heels, taking low dollar donations from her text appeal. You turned red and that made me blue. You claimed the right, so I left you. I'm looking for a candidate, nominate somebody new. You turned red. Get her number. It was progress when she asked me to slap a sticker on her bumper. My heart began to race. My thoughts were getting raucous when I harvested her ballot in a private caucus. You turned red and that made me blue. You claimed the right, so I left you. I'm looking for a candidate, nominate somebody new. You turned red.
You listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Tune into WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music.
I want you to trip like I do.
Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
Hello, sports fans. You're listening to 91.5 FM, Tufts Reform Radio. My name's Nate. It's 9:17. The show should have started 17 minutes and 22 seconds ago. I was dropping my firstborn child, my firstborn Wayne, off into the woods for camp. And I'm late. But I'm here now. And I got some music to play for you. And that's just going to be the deal. This is Fast and Loose. My name's Nate. Poem's coming up, too.
When I'm down,
Dans mon esprit tout divague, je me perds dans tes yeux, je me noie dans la vague de ton regard amoureux. Je ne veux que ton âme divaguant sur ma peau, une fleur, une femme dans ton cœur, Roméo. Je ne suis que ton nom, le souffle lancinant de nos corps dans le sombre animé lentement. Que quand le jour sombre, que s'abattent sur moi mes tristes démons, dans la vie me s'en font. Aime-moi jusqu'à ce que les roses fanent, que nos âmes sombres dans les limbes profondes. Perdu dans l'avalanche de mon cœur égaré. Qui es-tu? Où es-tu? Par les pleurs, par les rires de ton ombre effarée, je résonne en baiser. Dans mon esprit tout divague, je me perds dans tes yeux, je me noie dans la vague de ton regard amoureux. Je ne veux que ton âme divaguant sur ma peau, une fleur, une femme dans ton cœur, Roméo. Je ne suis que souffle lancinant de nos corps dans le sombre animé lentement.
Idealist ode. Ode to you, idealist. As a passerby to your solutions, I am subtly inspired. Ode to you, idealist. As a quick change artist with handmade remedies, you aim to fix things. Ode to you, idealist. Your rare notions complete a balancing act effortlessly. By Renee Statz. Two A's. You're listening to Fast and Loose. More songs are being played now.
If I can get this hanger through the window of my car, I'll never leave my house again for anything, I swear. Inside.
It took me a while to let it sink in. The way that you never say
You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. Name of the show is Fast and Loose. We got a handheld Emerson phone in the studio. A couple of remotes. I mean, we're cooking with gas here. I think the internet was out, just in general, here yesterday. So apologies to everybody who was trying to listen to the shows on this radio station. I got a couple opinions about the World Cup. First off, just like out the gate, I think the most enduring image we can all agree of this World Cup is Edward Norton and Brad Pitt talking to one another in a booth. And, you know, Fight Club jokes aside, Edward Norton's wearing a Radiohead t-shirt, which is really great. Okay, number one, just like how you feel about that shirt is how old you are, and also whether or not we would have been friends. Like, that's one of those where, like, you think all the time, and you run the scenarios in your head about, like, what if my life would have been different? What if I went to, I think about this all the time, like, what if I went to Penn State instead of the school that I went to, the illustrious Institute of Technology? in Georgia, which is great. It was great being institutionalized. Wonderful people. Best friends of my life. My wife. I met there. You know, the greatest. The greatest place. And it really does get better upon retrospective, even though in the moment, a tremendous amount of work and effort went into just remaining there, you know? It was great. Anyway, but I think I'm like, oh yeah, what if I had gone to Pitt or Penn State? Local schools, whatever else. I say that I could have gone to CMU. I wasn't going to go there. I wasn't going to get into CMU. Get out of here, Carnegie Mellon. And that's true. And as a local, that's how you say it, Carnegie. Anyway, and I'm like, well, would I have made the same friends and sort of fallen into the same groups? Because the person that you're talking to right now, listening to, and having essentially two one-sided conversations with, which I agree, like Fast and Loose, the type of show that you sort of shout aloud at home. You know, would this person have existed in the form that I am? It, like, had I gone a different route? And I think about that all the time. And really, there's no way to answer that because, like, you know, decisions sort of cascade on themselves. And also, too, like, the person you are looking back is not a perspective with which you could have made any decisions in the past, too. That's the other thing, too, is you tend to sort of freeze in time the decision itself and the consequences of those decisions, but you don't, you know, you don't understand and acknowledge that, like, who you are now is just a different person. Anyway, that all being said, the person who wears a Radiohead shirt to a World Cup game in 2026, I know for a fact, it doesn't matter if I was born in a different country or wherever, we would have been friends with each other. Like 1,000%, like the person who makes that decision, especially the person who's like, I'm going to sit in a box and I'm like kind of famous, you know, like it's soccer, right? I gotta like, you know, am I going to wear a jersey? Am I the guy that wears a jersey? I have a ton of jerseys of all different kinds of sports. The only ones I wear now with any consistency, and this is new, are Australian rugby jerseys, of which I have two more are pending. I have two retro Australian rugby jerseys. Mainly the material. The material those things are made out of are great. I actually don't like wearing jersey material in non-jersey scenarios. Actually, even when I run, I kind of like wearing cotton shirts. But like something about like, I'm going to wear this jersey and it's like I'm on the team or I'm not or whatever. I used to play and I'm just not. It just like I've thought about, hey, it would be really cool. Like tomorrow night, I'm going to go out with some friends. We're going to watch a game. And I'm going to be like, hey, I really want to, like, I really want to, like, support the team. And I really don't have any, like, U.S. stuff. I'm probably just going to wear a Hawaiian shirt because that's what I've been. I've got, like, a 30-day streak going. I'm probably just going to do it. And so, but I, you know, it's like, oh, I should get a jersey or maybe a shirt. The warm-ups that they wear are cool. I think that's also jersey material. But if there was a shirt version of the warm-up, like the white, like, one with the different shield, that's cool. I think that's very cool. Anyway, the thing is you're like, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm not a part of this club of people who are like wearing jerseys and are like doing all of this. So maybe I just wear a shirt I like and kind of tells you a little something about me. And then it's really just, it is not even a hop, skip, and a jump. It's like, it's not a triple jump. It's a single high school level long jump, non-practitioner long jump. To get to, I'm just going to wear a band t-shirt. I'm pretty sure for the most part, during Georgia Tech games, I, like, the number one shirt I would wear had nothing to do with, like, sports or anything like that. It was it was the Turkish Student Association's shirt that they gave me for helping them out with, like, running sound for one of their events. And it just says, like, Georgia Tech's Turkish Student Association, and it had, like, the flag, but it was like pixelated. It was very cool. And like that shirt has withered away, which in case you're wondering, and I know many people in their memory of me of that time, I'm wearing that shirt. It is like withered away. And I like, it's like, I only have like three or four more wears of this shirt left. So I gotta eke them out. Anyway, I would wear that shirt all the time. And it was like yellow, but it wasn't necessary. It was like a shirt like adjacent, but I mean, come on. I would wear Mountain Goat shirts. I also had a Wednesdays, if you know the band The Wednesdays. You don't. Don't. You don't. Okay? And neither do I, really. a past, talk about a past that was never a present. Like me being a Wednesdays fan in 2004. I don't know. I would wear that shirt. It had a bat on it that just said the Wednesdays, and it was also yellow. And you just wear that, and you're like, here it is. I'm close to this. I'm here. You know, Edward Norton, he was rooting for the United States. I very much think that. But just like kind of almost respecting the game to be like, you know what, I'm not in this all the time. I'm a casual. I'm a four-year casual here. Just Radiohead. Why not? And also, famously, the first person I ever made friends with at Georgia Tech, I just sat next to at orientation. And the question I asked them was, do you like Radiohead? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, all right, we can be friends. That sounds good to me. All right, parents, I'm good with you leaving me here. That sounds good to me. Go enjoy Atlanta.
I've been working slowly, and time can help us all. Because it's set in stone, but the words I'm working on. Drove up to New England, listening in the car. Rolled the windows down and held the wind across my arms. A thing about forgiveness is that it takes a change. But once you were a victim, you no longer feel the same. A thing about forgiveness is that it asks for change. But once you felt a victim, now you don't see it that way. I won't recount the story, you know it breaks my heart. The ending, it was tragic, was the problem ever solved? All of us were wishing we knew what to do. Was not enough compassion taught to us in school? And just because you feel it doesn't mean it's fair. Just because it hurts you doesn't mean you're clear of the obligation to know the harm you've done. All of us are guilty, none of us are innocent. To err is human, but to forgive is divine. Something I remember and guess I took to heart is that we don't grow wiser without seeing our part. Something I remembered that stuck with me, I guess, is that the institutions don't reward the compassionate. To err is human, but to forgive is to learn, to learn, to learn, to learn, to learn. To learn.
Cause I'm with my sister and my brother, and my parents are together, eating dinner with each other. The summer air smells sticky, it feels heavy in the sun. It blows around our wind chimes till they bother everyone.
Thank you.
There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I want to update everyone real quick on an ongoing saga. Yesterday we had we had internet outage in, I think, across Tufts. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people didn't have internet yesterday. And it affected like all of the systems here at WMFO. And we've got all these systems, especially like, you know, you can download this show, which I don't need to tell you. Like, you do that already. Or maybe it's not good that I tell you, because like, you're like, well, I need to purchase a data center so that I can store all this in this data, because I want to keep Fast and Loose, this sort of time stamped event for us on the 30th of June, that like, I want this forever, and I have to hoard it to myself. Part of that has also been an ongoing, I think one of the CD players ate a Warren Saunders CD. And so we're sort of like waiting for that to sort of resolve itself too. And I think the internet stuff is back, and I think we're up and fully functional. I think everyone's listening well now. But this Warren Saunders CD, which also the case is sitting here staring me right in the face, we got to get that out. And so that's like also a part of all of this. Anyway, I'll tell you some of the songs I played. When I'm Down by Oliver Tree and We Then, that's a sad song. And in case you don't know, Oliver Tree unfortunately passed away in a helicopter accident this month. I meant to play that last week, but there it is. I'm always a fan. I remember the first show I ever played after finding out about him and just being like, wow, what a force. So it's very sad. I played Amour Plastique by Video Club. Lighterless by Microwave, which was called out by Jay Chen. Thank you. Hallways by Pup, because naturally. Forgive is a No by Rostam, because it's still June. Still Rostam month here in Fast and Loose. Unemotional by Maddie Davis. And Feel It All the Time by Soccer Mommy. Two like kind of B-sides of Soccer Mommy and Maddie Davis. Artists I really like. I'm going to finish with one more from Men I Trust. And you stick around. TK's here from... not from, but bringing you music you might otherwise miss. So stick around for that, and it's a wonderful, if not a little balmy day outside. Hey, that's going to be it. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio 91.5. This has been Fast and Loose. Stick around.